The U.S. Department of Justice is siding with a Maine Campground and Restaurant Owners Association, which has filed a federal lawsuit against the state of Maine over the 14-day self-quarantine for out-of-state residents. Governor Janet Mills imposed the restriction as part of the state's response to the ongoing pandemic. At least 20 other states have imposed similar measures. Susan Sharon has more.
In a brief filed on behalf of Bailey's Campground in Scarborough and the other plaintiffs, attorneys with the Department of Justice, including the U.S. Attorney for Maine, say the lawsuit raises an important issue between the government's compelling interest in protecting the public and citizens' constitutional right to be free from unjustified discrimination on the basis of state residency. And in this particular case, the attorneys say Maine has likely exceeded the Constitution's limits by discriminating between Maine residents and out-of-state residents with respect to the ability to patronize campgrounds and RV parks in the state. In response, Governor Mills said in a statement she is, quote, deeply disappointed and frankly disgusted that the U.S. Department of Justice is making a concerted effort to undermine the health of the people of Maine. She points out that these objections were never raised when President Trump took his own steps to limit travel. Maintaining the 14-day quarantine has never been about anything other than protecting the health and safety of Maine people at a time when millions are expected to flock to our state from COVID-19 hotspots, Mills said. I imagine it is for the same reason that so many other governors have enacted similar measures. Maine Attorney General Aaron Fry also weighed in, saying the 14-day quarantine requirement was examined by his office and determined to be lawful, consistent with Maine's public health challenges. A judge has not yet ruled in the case. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Susan Sharon.